We're talking Indians baseball this morning with Jim Rosenhaus, brought to you by your Northridgeville Convenience, Sunoco, Center Ridge, and Barton Roads. Jim, tough game against the Twins yesterday, but Craig liked the Ernie Clement. Here it is.
Go-ahead run at second. Nobody out. 10th inning. Here's the 1-2 pitch. Swung on, drilled to left. Leaping grab at third by Clement. Oh, what a play by Ernie Clement. A bullet headed for the left field corner. And Clement with an incredible leaping grab at third to keep this game going.
Another great diving catch from Miles Straw in center field as well, but Indians come up short in extra innings. These games have been fun to watch. Let me just tell you that, Jim.
You know what the key was on that Clement play, too, Bruce, was if he doesn't have a good glove, he doesn't make that catch because that thing was in the webbing and it's stuck in there. Like if his glove was maybe a little, like 3 weeks older and a little, you know, kind of not as firm, I think that one tips off his glove and pops out somehow because that thing was wedged in there tight. But what a great play he made. And you're right, there were great plays all over the place. And it really was a game where the Indians battled yesterday but just came up short, which was too bad because they really gave it, I thought, a great effort to tie it and even get it to extra innings.
Maybe they should grab their Little League gloves and play them on Sunday, right? That's, you know, I still have a glove. I got a Jim Spence autographed when I, at one point, I think it was. I saw it there. It sort of still fits a little bit. But
you know what, Bruce? That is a great idea. I'm going to bring that up. if the Angels and the Indians can wear the gloves they wore in Little League, just to see what happens.
Right. Who has the red, white, and blue glove, right? Who's the one that bought that? Mom, this is so embarrassing. I can't have
And,
that
you know, they all have these big gloves now where they make these great plays. Like, let's see how you do with a little glove.
Exactly. The way the old timers used to play it. The way you got your start, right?
Yeah.
That's great. But that's going to be fun. So, yeah, so the LA Angels at the home games, and then we have the one that's sort of in Williamsport. Talk a little bit about what we expect for this upcoming homestand now.
Well, the series with the Angels, first visit in for them, and obviously when you talk about the Angels, their huge story, and really the best story in baseball, in my opinion, is Shohei Ohtani. In terms of individuals, Shohei Ohtani, what he is doing is unbelievable. We'll miss him as a pitcher because he threw last night in Detroit, which is probably good for the Indians because he's been having a great year on the mound. And he leads baseball in home runs with 40. So it's just remarkable what he's doing. I mean, everyone talked about him comparing him to Babe Ruth, but he's gone above and beyond that in terms of being able to do both. And so that'll be really fun to see him play this weekend. And you know, the Angels are a team that's struggling. They're trying to hang in there and stay relevant in the playoff chase, but individually they have, to me, the marquee player in the game, and it's unfortunate that Mike Trout has been hurt most of the summer. In fact, got hurt against the Indians earlier this year when the Tribe was out there in mid-May and hasn't been able to come back yet, but if they had both of them, I think their playoff chances would be a little bit different.
Yeah. What's the pitching rotation set? Have they figured that out yet coming up? Do you know?
You know, as of yesterday, they weren't really sure. They were still trying to figure out if they wanted to skip a turn, and there is that hole in the rotation on one of the days. So they're trying to square that away. But, you know, it'll be some combination of Quantrill and Plesac and Morgan as they go forward. And I know I'm missing somebody really good.
How about McKenzie?
And Tristan McKenzie.
I mean,
right.
Missing somebody good. You said that's a
yeah. I mean, it could be McKenzie tomorrow night because that would be his regular day. It's just a matter of whether they want to keep it a five rotation or drop down to four because of the off days coming up.
Yep. All right. Well, Jim, I know you're busy. You got things going, and we'll talk again next week as we get further into the month of August and into the final month of the regular season as we get our way through the Indian season. Thanks for your time this
morning. All right. Well, listen, you drop your Little League glove off at the ballpark. I'll make sure one of the guys wears it.
If Austin Hedges can bunt for a home run, I can get did you see that? I don't know. You have to check out the Indians' Twitter.
You know what? I saw the I didn't see the clip itself, but I got to take a look at that.
Oh, yeah.
It looks pretty fun.
And they put Matt Underwood's call underneath. It kind of works together there. And you're like, wait, what did I just – See? Anyway, take it easy, Jim. Have a good day.
Okay. See you guys.